Smoky, charry, fresh corn on the cob. It's that time of year. Fresh corn has arrived, but not for long. Time to get your hands on a few dozen and do something truly special with this summer favorite. There's nothing like fresh. Yes, you can get corn all year by purchasing in the freezer section of your local grocer. Seriously though, who wants frozen when by waiting nearly 10 months on the East Coast, you can have fabulous fresh corn? There is a taste difference between fresh and frozen. On the grill with wood for smoky char. Corn is one of those vegetables that just begs to be put on the grill. There are many techniques, but I prefer to remove the husks and silks and grill my corn on the cob with wood chunks on the grill's heat shields. In answer to the question about soaking the wood in water first, no. I do not do this step, as I want my corn kernels to really crackle on the grill. Just see our posting on how to add wood chunks to the LP grill. Perfect wood makes perfect char. Smokin'licious double filet wood chunks are the perfect size for flavoring as well as fit on most grills. From start to finish, you can easily do a couple dozen ears of corn in about an hour. With this technique, I just need 4 to 5 wood chunks on one of the heat shields. That will provide enough smoke vapor to collect in the grill's cooking area to ensure every ear is equally charred and flavored. Next, simply monitor for the need to turn the corn with tongs to produce an even char. Keep in mind, just like popcorn kernels, you will hear some of the raw corn kernels heat up and pop crackle while cooking. This makes for the sweetest end to your cooking task. So many recipe options. Once I near the end of the corn's cooking, I snip some fresh herbs from the garden like mint, parsley, and even lavender. I melt butter and add the chopped herbs to the pot. I then brush the nearly cooked corn with this aromatic mix and seal in all the great flavors. Smoky, sweet, buttery, just perfect. After I've consumed some of my masterpiece, I remove the kernels from the cob to a large bowl using a knife. This corn will be split into freezer bags and stored for winter recipe cooking that will allow me to bring back the taste of summer. Need inspiration on what to do with all that corn? Think cowboy salsa, corn succotash, smoky cornbread, corn cakes, corn potato chowder, corn pudding, corn grits, and so much more. I bet you want to hit the corn stand now. Get going. Did we inspire you? We'd love to see your photos of your grilled corn and corn recipes. Leave a comment and subscribe. Keep following us as we bring you innovative tips, techniques, and recipes on working with wood for cooking, grilling, and smoking.